Now, is this possible that it could be a pope? Maybe, obviously, not
well,
this
some,
pope, but...
Some think so. I mean, you know, I talked about a prophecy that was made long ago in the Catholic Church by a monk, and several hundred years ago, he predicted there would be so many popes before the final one, and he even predicted the name of the second to the last pope, that he would be called, he would be a Benedictine pope.
Right, that's true. Yeah.
And sure enough, here we have
him.
Here
we have one.
And
true.
This prediction is by a Roman monk that made, or I should, Roman Catholic monk. He predicted the one after this one would be either the Antichrist or will work with the Antichrist.
This was the predictions of Malachi, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, this revered person who becomes the Antichrist,
mm-hmm.
at what point do you see him doing his mission? Because right now, I can't foresee anybody that the world would grasp, in the West specifically,
mm-hmm.
as the leader of leaders, the person everybody would turn to.
There's no one like that on the scene right now. And that's,
no.
And that is very, very instructive, because there is a great vacuum of leadership on a world scale, and there has been for a long time, which really sets the stage for someone who comes in who is truly a great leader.
Now, do we know, though, when then this could occur?
Well, Jesus said that it would occur at a time when all of these birth pangs have increased in concert with
each
other.
Well, and they are. So,
I say we're very near this time. And, you know, the Bible predicted there'd be four spheres of power in the world at the time all this would happen. First, there would be the revival of this Roman culture in the form of 10 nations, and that these 10 basic nations would hold the power there. And it says there would be this power in the extreme north, Russia. Another power would be the confederacy of Muslim nations. They talked about the nations that surround Israel, which are all Muslim. And the fourth is this great power called the Kings Plural of the East, who come with once war breaks out, once Russia leads an attack with the Muslims against Israel, there'll be a counterattack by both the Western leader, the Antichrist, and the leader of the Asian powers, which I believe will be China. I believe they'll establish a hegemony over the other great powers of Asia, and that there'll be this fourth power that comes in. So you can see all of this, all of these power blocks developing right now.
In the event some great leader does pop up on the scene in the next couple of years, is mortally wounded, comes back through a miracle, would someone like you, Hal, and other experts in prophecy say, publicly or otherwise, this person's the Antichrist?
If they leave me here, I would certainly identify him. But I don't believe I'll be here. Neither will anyone who has come to a personal faith in Jesus Christ, because the Bible predicts that before this man is revealed, all living believers are going to be mysteriously and miraculously snatched out by Christ to meet him.
Is that 144,000 number?
No,
I see.
This applies to all believers and would include millions.
All right. And you're just gone.
This is an event that theologians call the rapture.
Let's hope it doesn't happen while you're on the air with me one day.
Without again.
You're gone. Where do you go?
Hopefully I could grab you on the way.
Is it going to be that quickly? How it's going to happen?
This is something that will happen completely without warning. No one will be aware that it's about to take place. But it says in the twinkling of an eye that Christ will snatch up every living believer and change them from mortal to immortal on the way up and take them to be with him while this seven-year period plays out. So according to the timetable the Bible prophets give, first every living believer is taken out. And doesn't matter which denomination you are. I'm sort of a Catholic, Methodist, Episcopalian myself, but it's whether you have a personal faith in Jesus Christ and believe that he died and purchased the pardon for you. So that will take place. Then, immediately, the Antichrist will get a mortal head, or not necessarily head wound, a mortal wound.
Okay.
And he will be raised from the dead, and that's when he begins to take over. He has to have a little bit of time to take over his power base, the ten main powers in the European Union. And from that power base, he will then begin to make amazing political solutions. For instance, he will apparently resolve the Arab-Israeli conflict, and he will sign a covenant with the leader of Israel, guaranteeing their security. And when he signs that covenant, that starts the seven-year clock counting down.
Now, the people who are taken, yourself included,
yes,
will those who have not been taken realize this planet has just lost millions of people? Where'd they go? Where's Hal Lindsey?
Yep.
Where's so-and-so? Will they know that?
There will, of course, they will, and there will many will question, you know, they've heard these things, and then they'll say, my God, they were true. And they will at that time come to a personal faith in Christ. But the cost will be heavy, because then most people who put faith in Christ will be eliminated by the Antichrist. And he has an ingenious way that he will expose who has believed in Christ.
And how is he going to eliminate these people, Hal?
He'll kill them.
I mean, will it
They'll
be done?
They'll be martyred.
Will it be done through disease or anything like that?
No. No, it'll be done through execution.
Execution.
And, according to the Bible, beheading.
On a worldwide basis?
Yes. And he will expose those who are Christian, because he's going to have an ingenious economic device. He's going to cause all men, to receive a number, which is the number of his name, 666.
That's a sign of the beast. Might this have anything to do with the Mayan calendar of 2012?
If it does, it's only coincidence.
Okay.
But the real interesting thing is that he will cause people to receive this number, but in order to get the number, you have to swear allegiance to the Antichrist.